That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update them with the times and everything, you know, and there's always a message involved.
Mazenia hapo nyuma.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Uncle Barry from the Backbenchers Podcast. We are back. This is episode 140. New episodes available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or anywhere you find your podcast. Make sure you subscribe so whenever we drop new episodes, you get notified right on time. Yeah, Murug is here. I'm freezing the building. And Dr. Mze as well. Yeah, so let's go.
How the best place to shop in the world is like a street right now.
What do you mean the best place to shop?
It's like Dubai. A
street. Who said that? Who approved that?
Social media.
I don't know. I think like, I think like Italy. And. Italy is the best place to shop.
To shop fashion.
Yeah.
Now you see. While you see in Dubai, they brought all that there. Dubai, there is everything, bro. Even all those, like even Cartier. Cartier has a shop in Dubai. All the luxurious brands have shops in Dubai. That's why Dubai has been the destination.
I know. I understand how dupes work. Yes. But I've just never fancied Dubai like that on a personal level.
Yeah, some people have never. But you know what make people fancy Dubai mostly is their, I mean, how they train to play God, you know. Just building a city in sand, you know, and all that.
Trying to play God?
Yeah, I mean in almost all dimensions.
But I mean, we are all creatives.
In the image of God.
That's the godliness.
In his likeness.
Yeah.
He's vested this power. Like even when the minister is like commissioning a wedding or something, he starts with the power vested in me. So I feel like because I know what you're talking about. Even like those man-made islands, like make those palm trees, whatever shape. I mean, like even having real estate on there, bro, it's magical. It's nice to see.
It's a very well developed future based city out in the desert.
No,
that's what they try to show the world.
Yeah,
because I think being exaggerated, and I feel like the floods haven't made it any easier. Because that is mistake number one.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's flooding over there?
What do you mean? It is not about that. It's about
the sand.
It's all about this playing God thing, because all this was artificial.
Oh, the modification of the rain.
Yes, until it crashed, you know.
You mean the rains were not? Come on, bro.
Yep.
You don't know?
Stop messing with me.
Come on.
Apparently, that's the story.
They were not.
What's the story?
These guys have been planting.
Trees.
No, it is called cloud planting. There is a more modern way that you can plant clouds, and then I don't know how they attract rains for some time, and then it rains. So, this thing had already collected rain for almost over 2 years or 7 years.
So
it crashed. It crashed, and then. In 48 hours or less, there was a downpour of a downpour that is equivalent to 2 or 1 year
of rain.
Yes, in 48 hours.
That sounds like, I mean, Those buildings, yes, they have to be strong. Because I told you my friend is
there. They're really strong, though. Yeah, the buildings are strong.
Yeah, so I was wondering how at the basement, like even like structures, pillars, like just going off because of wind. And oh, now I see your statement, them playing God.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
They've been playing God.
I'd really like to hear somebody's perspective of like living in Dubai. Because I know like going as a tourist is something else.
Mm-hmm.
And living there as a foreigner or maybe immigrant or whatever is different.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know. Maybe somebody even moved from Kenya and to Dubs and they've been there for like 2 years. I'd really love to have a conversation with them and just have the comparison. Because I feel like in KE, bro, we get to enjoy a lot and we take it for granted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just KE, Africa.
Yeah.
In Africa as a whole,
yeah,
we take it for granted. And not even that. We take it for granted to the level that we let others exploit it.
Oh, they talk about that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. So that was
that is what happened in Dupes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was the
I was shocked. Yeah.
Like, this is when I'm even grateful for having the opportunity to have flown once,
mm-hmm,
and like looking at clouds and seeing how clouds like flying over them. I'm trying to like, oh, imagine how did they make clouds and collect them for 2 years. I mean, like, this is just,
he's stuck at that point. Like, wait, hold up a minute. They made what?
Mm-hmm.
Clouds?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why sometimes, you know what? I don't pay too much attention when it comes to news. Maybe there's too much to consume, man.
Bro, there is too much to consume, because right now,
mm-hmm,
I think it's like after every 3 months there's a new war. Leave alone
that you don't know about.
Yes,
yeah.
Leave alone that now there's now this new thing with the people trying to play God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't just stop at that. So keeping up with news, I get you. At some point, hey, you just gotta let it go. You're just like, eh. So long as I'm alive, yeah, and Kenya is still one state.
Yeah. I don't know. I think like in certain jobs, it's a requirement to stay up to date with like the headlines and news and shit like that.
That's for sure.
But still, I feel like even the most informed person is not informed.
are you the most informed person here? In this case,
I'm trying to say it like for somebody like Larry Madowo, you know,
I get
you. See the kind of level that we hold him as his fans,
yeah,
like to his even career throughout journalism.
Yeah, yeah.
We believe like whatever he's saying is credible, even if he's telling stories from like primary school.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe like whatever he's saying is credible.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know whatever is going on here right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a lot to consume, man. Like,
there's a lot to consume, shit, man. So basically, no more shopping, no more those fancy.
That's keeping business stuff for all those
in Dubai,
all those designer brands that you're mentioning. Because
yes,
if you mention, like you mentioned earlier, hundreds of flights, definitely I know are being canceled.
Yeah.
That's like money in pockets, because you are an hotel. You've lost property,
mm-hmm,
and you have reservations and everything cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do repairs.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, like, the payroll has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no business that we think will be projecting coming in.
Exactly.
Shit.
And you know, funny enough, it's like the whole country. So you can imagine how crazy it is.
Damn.
You know, like there's nothing like I'm going to town. What town?
But downtown.
And you know, the guys who are like in the upper apartments,
mm-hmm,
as you know, they are like tall buildings over there. They can't come down because you're going nowhere.
But I don't know. Like when it comes to Mother Nature, even the tallest building,
mm-hmm,
I mean, you never know. God forbid, anything can happen. Even the tallest building can come like can.
Yes.
Collapsing, maybe.
You never know.
I don't want to imagine that. I'm just saying, Mother Nature, you can play Mother Nature.
Which makes me ask you about shopping. I feel that there's something creepy and funny about it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go shopping with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why not?
Under what circumstances or whatever?
I don't know. Nikama Venya, you will wake up in the
or
morning.
Or your wife. Or your wife,
the way you'll wake up in the morning and just like twende soko, you know,
For real?
Yeah, like for drip. Like, yeah. I don't know. You wouldn't do that with a girl?
Okay. For me, I think I would. The situations where I would go with someone shopping, but it can't be things like I'm going to do regular shopping, like just shopping stuff for the house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I will. I think that is just not. Not relevant, really.
Uh-huh.
Really? Yeah,
yes, because why do we have to go together? Yet, where I'm going to, I can go pick those things, come back. While you can remain here, do 1, 2, 3 things, or do you want things? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when it comes to now, let's say we're using public transport or something like that, it's gonna cost more.
Mm-hmm.
Leave alone that part. When it comes to dating, it's the worst.
Now, that's the other thing. It's only good if you have a car.
Even if you have a car.
I feel like during dating, that's how it matures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so we mature from going to Gikosh, and then the next phase is like, we have a car, we just go to the store together. Like, sometimes you just take that drive. We just go do her shopping, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
not like an always thing, like it's something we have to do,
mm-hmm.
but once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like in an upgrade to that level now, mm-hmm. I believe.
Well, like the first time I'm taking you to a place or you introducing me to a spot where we'll be like, you know, where we can pick the best of one, whatever, vegetable or clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like let's say now, like Gikomba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gikomba is a good place to go together the first time,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that you just know the spots.
Okay.
But I don't feel like I can always come with you, like wake you up in the morning, I'm going to Gikomba, like let's go to Gikomba.
You understand, Masik, and everything, an everyday thing.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do it by yourself, mm-hmm. but it's also cool if we can do it together, like shopping together. It's like walking, going to the mall with your babe. And entering into stores and getting a few things.
Still doesn't also cut it for me. Personally, when
you'd
it comes
rather
to...
You'd rather go to the mall alone, yeah, go buy that shit.
I mean,
go
yes.
back to, come on.
Yes.
Come
like,
on.
Wait.
No.
This even gives me, even you know...
You're talking like a tired husband who wants to spend time away from his wife.
No,
literally,
no. This even gives me, you know, just time to like choose you even a present, you know, out of somewhere, you know.
I buy you the present in your present.
In your present. That
we're going to shop together, babe.
That won't become a surprise. That will become impulse buying. You see?
You can have both. You don't have to choose one.
So
you don't have to choose one. So I said, we can be doing this once in a while. So when we're not doing this...
Once in a very long time.
You, when you go inside, still get me the gifts and still come and surprise me. Come on.
I think
just changing it up and just experiencing different things.
If it comes to marriage... Let me tell
what
you,
do you
the most specific
the basic stuff.
Wait, let me tell you the most specific time like I could go shopping with her.
Mm.
Like we are going to pick stuff for a kid, maybe going to school for the first time. Yes.
For the first time. Huyu ni mzee kweli kweli.
Wait. We are gonna do that.
Wait.
Just listen to me. Why don't you want me to talk?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So, something like that, like going to pick things for unborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely doing my baby. like things like you know, even there's a line that I would always cross. Like taking my girlfriend or my wife to like buy like sanitary stuff for our lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. Like Christmas season, mm-hmm. I'll do that. Or something like Easter, I wouldn't do that because that I need to go alone and buy like, you know, gifts.
You see? Don't need to know.
Yes,
it's a secret.
But she can.
You can make the gift trip on your own, and we can still do household shopping together.
No, no. She can go buy all the food and everything with
alone.
Even the kids. Even the kids, you know, but not with me.
But not with me. Just what he just said.
I feel the line for me is very distinct. Like, it has to be something really important.
Yeah.
Actually, didn't know that was your approach with shopping, bro.
That is
because you know shopping is a whole.
Especially with
shopping is a whole
like
thing.
A girlfriend or something.
Shopping is a whole thing, and shopping is addictive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you figure out, like, you know, these people travel and just shop wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
It's something addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, it's one of the. Why do we even have malls? Like, you know. Like, okay, if you've been to a food court, you've definitely been to a mall.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like sort of a dad joke. But I feel like shopping is one of those things that, like, if it's, let's say, something like doing household shopping, mm-hmm. you can easily do that with your girl. Because I don't think, like, you're always just going to, like, be picking stuff and dropping in the trolley and you're out.
Bro,
you look at
wait, you could do that alone by just a shared list. We don't have to go together.
I feel like once
at
in a while,
one point,
once in a while.
You, I feel like you're thinking about
once
it like
in a long
that
time.
This is what we are always going to be doing. No, but it's something.
So you just want to be the gingerbread man all the time. You just
no,
bread.
No. Okay, this is my point. This is my point that you guys are not getting.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always have to go shopping together. In almost all circumstances. You know,
yeah,
apart from the most special time, like I said,
like,
something like Christmas,
mm-hmm.
travel to Dubai.
Dubai is no more, they played God.
when you take a trip to Dubai and then you go shopping,
yeah,
you go for a shopping spree with your family when it's not flooding,
yeah,
of course.
Because I feel like even at some point, even if you're trying to maybe let's say buy something nice for your partner. It's best you even go with them to the store.
Yes.
Like, just fit this hat. Like, fit these sunglasses. If they look good on you, I'm buying.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. Because sometimes not every gift is the right gift, you
mm-hmm.
know. But mm-hmm. if I bring you to the store and pick an item,
mm-hmm.
I don't even have to, like, let's say, give you a price or maybe a range. That yes, that could happen. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like when you pick something you want,
mm-hmm.
like you call it, it may be impulse buying,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to pick something you like.
Mm.
So
but
yes,
it wasn't on budget.
Uh-huh, it was not so budgeted, but I still feel like we can still go shopping, but once in a while.
Yeah.
Even the time that I went shopping with my girl, I mean, we ended up buying some ginger cookies that I didn't really need, and maybe some other stuff.
It's different when
like,
it comes to food, though.
No,
you know what?
Because I feel like
food is like the most impulse to buy. Bought thing.
Yeah, because you know when you
and
then
and clothes,
store, uh-huh,
and clothes.
You're going to be debating stuff. Let's say you want
yes,
to you're in the maybe like the cold section. You're looking for like maybe some yogurt,
mm-hmm.
and then they have different flavors in maybe tiny tiny bottles, and then maybe they have one flavor in one bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be calling back. Hey, so what do you think? Like, should I get just vanilla in one, or maybe just get assorted flavors? You know,
mm-hmm.
but when we're there together, we can easily make the decision.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, since you like vanilla, let's just talk. You know, I mean, I still feel like once in a while going shopping with your partner is a nice thing.
Yeah, like once in 2 months.
Yeah. So would
is
you?
Is that
would
a lot?
So
we are like
once in
two months.
No.
You.
Thrice in a year.
Oh.
Maybe even thrice in a year, for sure.
Yeah.
But most definitely, one for December. One for December, one for her birthday. One for... just, you know, I feel like I have money today. Because, you know, there is also that factor. For sustainability,
mm-hmm.
there's most of the time you go buying things just... On shoppings with your, you know, even with your spouse, or just on a solo,
mm-hmm.
there's most of the time you buy things that you don't really need, like 100% don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You're either wasting money or space, or even time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to now buying things that can you can't really reuse them in a good way, or if you use them in that one time.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
But would you let her do the shopping? Like, could you send her? Let's say we have a whole list and let her do the shopping. Would you?
Let her do the shopping?
Yeah.
As I said, yes. I'm good with that because we're saving time and a lot. When most of the, when someone can always handle the shopping, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily designated to someone specific, but I could just be, you know, be in town, but then remember, we need a bunch of stuff in the house, so let me just buy this. Boom.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, I have to wait for Saturday so that we go to China Square.
In China Square, they have lots of stuff. That's the place to be.
That's the joint.
That's the joint, man. This is not a flag, but that's the joint. Yeah, they didn't pay us. But shit, I feel like shopping is not a thing for you. It's a thing for you, but it's not a thing for you with your partner. That's what I'm getting from all this.
Not really. It is a thing for me. Like it is a good thing for me. I have a question. I just have a problem with how some people like approach it.
Me, what the only problem is, I don't like doing this like short errands. You see, like you're going to maybe like just maybe buy dinner and we have to go get dinner together. Those are the things
I'm talking about.
Like when I'm talking shopping, the kind of shopping I'm thinking, like you're talking like going to a mall.
Yeah.
Like going to do household shopping. Mm-hmm. Like you've written a whole list. This is going to last me 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like that makes sense to me. That I'd easily go with you. I mean, it's even time to ask to bond. Because for me,
really?
I even have like a whole routine for shopping. Mm-hmm. I could never go to the store in the evening. I mean, you're risking, you stand in the line forever. So usually it's around when they open in the morning, when they just maybe the two cashiers on there, like there's no traffic. That's when you take your time, like choose the right item, return this. No, I don't want this.
I'll look at
prices. You feel?
I love your perspective.
I feel like when you have a person, it's like we are chilling here. Let's say also like the lifestyle matters, because for somebody else getting dinner is us chilling here, and then I'm like, hey babe, I'm feeling hungry, we have a four wheel downstairs, so we'll just go to the supermarket
together,
pick up some food and come back to the house.
That's perspective. Is it simple?
Back to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You see, just as you said, the most convenient time for you to shop is in the morning. What about if your partner is like, I don't have to shop in the morning. I have things to do in the morning, like cleaning the house, washing, blah, blah. You see? It is damn appropriate that you just go shopping. I do the rest in the house.
If we come to a situation, because I feel like that's now like a circumstance or a specific situation.
Exactly. So when it comes
to that, I can easily just do it.
Yeah.
But when we wake up, everything is nice. We've just had breakfast. Maybe if we don't even have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So for us going shopping in the morning, even buying breakfast there, like get some pastries, nini, coffee.
You know, have a morning walk.
Yeah. So
like, I feel there's
something to eat as well at sometimes.
Mm-hmm. When do you get to walk around with your babe? That's my question.
Wow. If you don't. Hey, almost all the time.
Where are you usually going?
We go for games. We do like a lot
of activities,
not just shopping.
I feel like shopping is an everyday.
It's also an activity. Yeah.
Like you might be going for a game, but you've run out of a few things in the house.
I run for them. This is always how we do things. Of which I don't want to say, really.
Okay. Confidential.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like that's just my opinion on how shopping.
Yeah.
I feel.
But I get you. But
should be done. Another thing I wanted to ask you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the culture. Just as you're saying.
Yeah. Because some people are just addicted to like buying shoes, buying like sweaters. Like people have a collection of hoodies. I think I have like max 3 or maybe 4 hoodies.
Yeah.
But people have collections, bro, like different colors. So it's addictive to some people.
Yeah.
So even you coming to me to come like maybe you accompanying me to do shopping,
mm-hmm.
it's a thing for them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been with someone, not necessarily your partner,
mm-hmm.
but with someone, and then they were ready to buy stuff, or rather it's their plug.
Mm-hmm.
But you happen to be with them,
mm-hmm.
and then you feel like that price is a little bit higher for that thing. So
yeah.
you start bargaining, and then you look at him or her, and mm-hmm. then you're like, umseni kama likuwa tu poa, like, unaribu biashara, like you should be quiet.
Yeah, true.
Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah.
I have.
But sometimes you just, mostly I tell my the person I'm with,
mm-hmm.
like,
It's not worth it.
Maybe,
let's move on.
Yeah, I know a place. Like, I'll find a way of doing it without even this guy noticing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You maybe just show him something else. Like, what about this? Like, maybe mm-hmm. try to talk them out of it.
Because yeah. because you know with shopping there's a lot.
Even really. When you bring someone, I think there's one time we were doing Geekosh, but I needed your opinion before I get this. Like, mm-hmm. yo, do you think? Because I don't want to buy something I'm not going to use.
Mm.
Sustainability.
Yeah.
I'll end up using a rug on my balcony. And nobody wants that. Is that sustainable?
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving on.
But I really wanted to ask you, Gail,
mm-hmm.
if going shopping would be like a love language to some guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to bond. I mean,
I feel that's who I am, and that's who you're totally not.
Yeah. Me too. I enjoy that. Like when Murugi just painted it,
mm-hmm.
we hop on our whoopty downstairs, and
yeah.
we drive to your favorite mall, go to your favorite store.
God damn.
Oh, I feel like I'm rhyming a whole song.
God damn. Well, for me, I think it's. I'm more into nature, so. We'd rather be somewhere, you know, seeing some other stuff.
Yeah. I'm not thinking it's an everyday thing, but it's just one of those things that
when you're
part of them, you
mm-hmm.
just get to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when somebody invites you out for like some hot chocolate or coffee, maybe it's not your thing on an everyday.
Alas, can I smoke there? You know damn right I will, man. You know.
Where's your smoking zone?
I will definitely ask. Because I remember the last time I went to your workplace.
Yeah,
I was like,
where's your smoking zone?
Put me on.
You have any ashtrays?
I'm that
of
guy.
Plus matches. And it's over there. Enjoy your smoke.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think there's one time I told them, TMI.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's one time I told somebody to enjoy the smoke, and one of my colleagues was like, "What do you mean? Like for you, yes, you know you have a thing with tobacco, but it doesn't mean you can't tell them what to enjoy the smoke.
Yeah,
I mean it's cold. They're going to enjoy that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like if shopping ain't your thing,
mm-hmm.
smoking ain't your thing. Mm-hmm. Find what your thing is.
Imagine
and they'll tell you to enjoy what you mean.
For me, that's right now has become like a deal breaker for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I cannot date a guy who thinks smoking cigarette
mm-hmm.
for me is wrong.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A lot of deal breakers here.
Yeah. Yeah. So what?
Because I don't know. Would you find yourself in such a position where,
mm-hmm.
like, because especially now that she's a female,
uh-huh.
she shouldn't be smoking.
Oh yeah.
Nini. She's mm-hmm. gonna kill her lungs.
She can use another lung.
Do you
subscribe to that?
I believe we all have deal breakers.
Okay.
Because I feel like I also have deal breakers when it comes to maybe even my style or maybe whatever I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all this and this together, but maybe you have a pet that I don't like. You have a parrot in the house, bro. I'm not coming to somebody who's going to repeat my speech. Like, I feel like deal breakers are there. And if this doesn't sit well with you, then it's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
We keep it moving.
Yeah, and that's when they'll use this excuse on you. It's not about, it's not you.
it's
me.
Them.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Yep.
So earlier, Murugi, before you wrote at the board about third world countries, you tried claiming Kenya to be a third world country, and I felt...
I felt offended.
I felt offended-ish,
You should be offended.
Like, I feel like Kenya is not a third world country.
You should be offended. You should be offended, actually. I Googled now.
Kenya is just a low-income economy country that is managing.
Apparently, a third world country is now considered outdated and a derogatory phrase used to describe nations that were economically underdeveloped.
Muluki, have you been on YouTube?
There's
some African countries that are, I mean, like, they don't know if, like...
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I mean, it's
dark. According to your definition, Kenya is not a third world country.
Yeah.
Kenya is developed
country. I agree.
It's
I was wrong.
It's a developing low-income company.
I agree. I was wrong.
Country.
I was wrong.
Country, yeah.
It's been outdated. But there was a time that we were considered a third world country. But now, we cannot consider ourselves a third world country
but
anymore.
But they are saying that it's an outdated term. What's the new term now?
It seems like...
there is nothing like calling a country outdated, a third world country. That is what it is.
Like, we are outdated.
Underdeveloped.
We are... Developed. Sisi tumekua outdated kwa yonini tume develop economically.
So
they are still countries.
A developing low-income country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for us, we are not there anymore. We developed and left that group.
Who is in that group?
Okay, yeah, there's a list. Let me now read the list.
You made it sound like it was the whole African. We moved to Indian Ocean.
Yeah, the whole of Africa, a while back, it's a term that was used before the war.
Yeah, that's why I feel like you should use the term developing. Because this is just present, you know.
Mm.
And when I look at maybe what K is, like I told you yesterday, I was on a city tour with a guest. And just like the entire drive, I was also even learning stuff.
Yeah.
You get?
Yeah.
Because I don't even get to go the entire Nairobi like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be on the same route for a whole month unless like maybe today that we had to sit out the horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when maybe I'll be on Ngong Road, see what they have there right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit, they finished with the road here. Oh, there's a new hotel here. Oh, there's a mall here.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like It's developing.
It's
developing. Like if you look at videos where our Picker Road looked like before, bro,
disaster.
Yeah,
there used to be like some crazy traffic there, like lasting hours.
Yeah, and roundabouts.
That was crazy.
Yeah, Marui, what are you looking at?
She's looking for the list.
For the list of the third world country.
Mm-hmm. Man, which reminds me.
But what makes you think of that even like before you even have a list or something?
I don't know.
Where do you think we're failing? Because
actually, what I wanted to ask was, what are the things that you like about living in Africa, leave alone anything else?
In Africa?
Yeah.
Definitely everything. Come on.
Everything about it?
Fresh air, food. Call it food. Everything. The only
food.
Thing that... Yes, food.
Food, yeah.
Yeah.
That part.
Food.
But it's at risk.
Yeah. For me,
pleasure is at risk.
Everything is at risk just because of how we are strategized, you know? Because they are selling a lot. We're losing our culture. We're buying into their... No, they are selling a lot, like when it comes to their culture. Wise. And we are buying into it
a lot,
even when it comes to like simple things like religion and fashion. You know, so.
But I feel like especially as a country in Kenya, did you guys see this video of these people when wanasema iyo fertilizer ya nini ilikuwa sawdust?
Yes, and again we're in Kenya.
My goodness.
I mean, we've seen videos of like. How do we call it? Wheat flour, but inside the packets of whatever is supposedly wheat flour, it's sand.
It was actually cement.
Yeah, so that ain't really new. That's maybe just somebody scamming a whole village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That's how they make a living. Yes. That is not news, Moru.
That is not news, you know.
But
I feel like it's going to make news, but it happens every day.
Oh my God.
But when my approach, or maybe my answer to that, if you like, or maybe if I like living in Africa, mm-hmm. I'd say being black in Africa, I know there's definitely another black man born in Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like this is what I know. This is what I've lived. I mean, there's ways of survival. We've gone, I've gone through all that. And I feel like my generation was born at a time when, because I was in a conversation earlier this week with somebody who happens to be African but lives in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But their approach, but they really don't know Africa that much. So they're also learning about Africa.
Yeah.
And I even realize I'm also learning about Africa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I still feel like whatever that I know and the situation I've been in, I've managed to survive and adapt to it like any human being would. So mm-hmm. I think I just like it here.
You love it here.
Yeah, because I can't speak for somebody in Malaysia. I've never been there. I didn't grow up there.
Would you love to go overseas and stay somewhere else that is not here?
Never.
Even for a short while?
For a short while, yeah. So personally, if I'm doing the, if I'm moving abroad, it's for work, and I'm never getting like a full, you know, citizenship, like that certification.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I just wanna have one citizenship. I don't think I ever wanna be a dual citizen. I don't wanna be a hoe to my country. I wanna be.
Just say dual citizenship is
like
hoes.
When you mention citizenship, hoes. For most countries, I think you have to live there for minimum 7 years.
No, you see.
So even like for me, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be able to like, I'm in India looking for spices.
Yeah, and then I come back.
Yeah, 6 months, like do my research, come back, go to SA for a week. You know, I want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I still feel like living in Kenya, living in Nairobi, I still feel like I can make it here.
Mm-hmm.
I can make it in Nairobi. Like there's enough opportunities and resources for me to, like, just if I don't sleep on business, I can make it in Nairobi.
This is my difference with you though.
Uh-huh.
I say Kenya, and specifically, I say the islands.
When I mention Nairobi, I feel like the cost of living in Nairobi is in Kenya, the cost of living in Nairobi is the highest. So if you can make it in Nairobi, you can make it anywhere. So it's like
in
it's
Kenya.
Like, yeah, it's like, so Nairobi is technically like the New York of Africa.
Bro, don't think so.
Of
I don't
Africa.
Think so. I don't
Bad
think
parts.
So because no.
Bro, Nairobi is the New York of Africa.
No.
Tell me which one.
Joburg, come on.
What do they have?
Hey, bro, everything. They have everything. Have you even seen the cars people drive there?
I've seen.
Those are cars we dream of in Kenya. Like,
bro,
like
bro,
wait.
Drive those cars in Kenya.
Bro, this is the point.
Uh-huh.
Like, there are those cars that if one Kenyan sees, takes a video, and then it trends the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how we learn.
Let's go to... there's an auto show.
Uh-huh.
Happening in Village.
Village. I saw that.
Bro, I want to go there because
I'm coming.
Nice vintage cars and classic cars.
Uh-huh.
That I think that show is going to be like appropriate for it. There's this one that I told you, like I saw this white dude with AirPods on and some purple Mitsubishi Pajero, old school.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. I was in Andudi, like, oh shit, I don't want to talk about Andudis now.
I was
in Andudi, man. I was like looking at that whip, like 360, like.
You just need to be at the right part of the city to see
these cars
on a daily.
Yeah, cause I mean,
in flux.
You remember when we went to the game suit when South Sudan was playing Kenya and Nyayo Indo.
Yeah,
bro, we saw a Dodge living there, and Nimrod insisted for the driver just give him a feel of the rev, brah. But like, I think when we were drifting, I still feel like the cost of living in Nairobi is higher than even like, for example, Mombasa or Kisumu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what you're confusing is this.
Uh-huh.
What you're confusing is this. The cost of living in Nairobi
mm-hmm.
is relatively high. Why am I saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Because of availability of stuff. You see, there's somewhere like you can live in Turkana.
Mm-hmm.
and be living with that the same amount that you used to live with at the city.
Mm-hmm.
But then utapata huko you're spending more than even the city. Why? Accessing stuff, you know.
I think it ties back to the shopping that we were talking about. People down in the villages, people down in Turkana, shopping is not their culture for them. Like, it's just not in them.
They don't have any comfort.
Like, yeah.
I see no neighbors there.
You know, like, for them.
For no them, Adidas shop.
I mean, what you cook is wakona shamba, you know, they're sustainable. Yeah. So like, they don't have any shopping culture in them.
No.
Yeah, so even things tend to be a little bit cheap and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so.
Yeah, Mubruki, I love your point because it's helping me solidify mine. Because when there's those availabilities, like, it's just human nature.
You
even go there and try out.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have the same budget with somebody in Turkana, but I mean, what kind of access do they have? Some little airstrip?
Like, trash.
I know, I'm not trashing. I'm just trying to put it in. Yeah,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. So I mean,
it's crazy though.
It's tough.
You personally, what do you like about living in Africa?
Living in Africa for me is this is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was brought up in. This is what I adapted to.
This is home.
This is home. This is what I know. So. Like the same person, like we were talking dubs earlier, somebody born in Dubai, that is what they know.
Yeah.
Like somebody born in Dubai 15 years ago, even 20, bro, you can't tell them anything about Africa, bro. Because they are used to all this availability and all that you're saying. So they can't even speak for me because they don't know the kind of experiences I go through.
Fact.
Yeah. So I think it's just appreciating what you have. So I really appreciate what we have in Kenya, Nairobi, and just Africa as a whole, and it's working for me.
Yeah, okay, for me I think it has to be the indigenous food. Yeah, for me, any food. I'm gonna stick there. I'm gonna be like, yep,
not
yep.
Even your culture.
Yeah, I feel that ties back to my culture in a whole, but I feel like our culture is also being a little bit eroded.
But I also don't want to sound
some erosion happening when it comes to our culture. Right now, I'll say like it's always evolving.
Mm-hmm.
We always have a new culture popping up, you know, like we are always forming into something new. But on that point, what was I saying earlier?
Yeah, I see. Maybe I can maybe pick it from where you left it. It's just human nature to like adapt to these new things.
Mm-hmm.
Like even there's going to be shift in like culture, something is going to come up, we're going to adapt to it. It's just what the availability we have.
Yep.
But still, it doesn't mean that there's nothing to complain about. There's a lot to complain about. So even if you tell me there's all these nice things in Kuwait, I know there's a lot to complain about in Kuwait.
Yeah.
So
because it leaves me thinking, how do people in Dubai make their food? No food grows in the desert, you know. Everything comes in from somewhere else.
I just
want to
talk about the things I know.
Let me ask you, if they could plant clouds,
what
can they plant?
What can they do? Simple food.
What about food?
What about food?
You know, right now they are artificial, like protein.
True.
Yes, like it is. It tastes like beef. It is everything. It has even the protein. Nutritional components of, you know, right, like beef, but it's not beef.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's not the beef.
Crazy.
Coal.
It's all love.
Bowed out of. My apologies.
Okay, fuck, someone just fucked us up.
Yeah, no, that's my
mama
cleaning lady.
About time.
Yeah, there were two.
Yeah,
many.
But for me, I feel like it's the food. And right now, I don't know. I feel like our food system, it's like there's somebody trying to infiltrate our food system and the indigeneity of it all. But yeah, that has to be my number one pride.
Let me tell you one I see you have something about seeds and fertilizer.
Yeah.
Because it starts from that too. Mm-hmm. And that starts from just simple stupidity that we have.
Mm-hmm.
About greed, you know?
Yep.
Because mostly you find that in Africa, most even our culture or just some things that we're selling away just because of greed.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can become less greedy and, you know, just think of where we wanna be, like, who are we? I think that could be a better starting point.
Yeah. But I don't know, sometimes whenever even we come up with like there's something like as national, like maybe a problem that affects a big number, let's say a society, like the entire, like this estate. I feel like usually the common Mwananchi, what we'll do is just come up with, like, say, what can be done. But the real players, the real button pressers, the guys who should make moves, we have so many competent people who should be making these moves.
Yeah.
Like, even let's say, like, even calling out people like activists,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
most of the things, the kind of activists we have around, mm-hmm. they do things that will benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them are even, like, maybe backed with some kind of organization, like somebody just a brown envelope to go and, like, back these offices, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tough to come to a point where, like, we're all moving as one. It's tough to move a crowd. Only DJs have that power.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, man. So
you can't certify the activities.
Yeah, I mean, only sheep move as a flock, bro.
Yeah.
Like, to have people move as one,
mm-hmm.
that's a tough gig.
It is, yeah. But you come to realize that even in most of the people we look up to, economically,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had to move that way. They had to move together.
Yeah.
They had to, you know, have a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's you know, it's actually really challenging.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else? Do you want to leave it there? Maybe take the rest of what's on the board on the B side?
How many minutes in?
About 50 plus, 55 maybe.
It's yeah, okay.
55. Yeah, we can call it. Yeah, I want to just attend to this. And I feel like if we take a break now, technically the pod is done.
Okay.
Yes. So if Rugi wanted you guys to tell us things you want us to talk about, so I'm giving you a simple task. Next week, or maybe the weeks after, or maybe upcoming episodes, if there's something you would like us to touch on, you know how to reach us. Our social media, all the DMs, everything is wide open. Just make sure you connect it to the right Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. At Backbenchers on Backbenchers Podcast on IG, at Backbenchers on Twitter. We're on Threads, we're on Facebook. Keep in touch, get known, personal, WhatsApp. Just make sure you communicate. It's been me, Uncle Barry. I love doing this every day.
Murugi.
Dr. Mze.
So, what would you call a lady from the coast with nyash?
Costa Nyeka.
That's good. But it's Bamburi.
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 Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.